Shalom to all. Today's Av is Cholent Av Kuf Chav Tes, and we are starting Kuf Chav Chesam Abayz about four lines over the bottom with the words Ton Rabbanon. And today's Av is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Mim Shar Basi Biaka Moshe Hernish Amosh and Haven Aliyah. So we already know that in order for something to be Mekabel Tumas Eichlin, it needs to be considered Eichlin. Now the first step in that process is Machshava. The person has to want it to be food, and this is especially relevant to meat, which is either partially or fully detached from an animal, which in its current state is not necessarily considered Eichlin yet. So Gemara tells us Ton Rabbanon Yivibraisa Hachoytech Kezayis Basar Me'Ever Menachai. If a person cut off a Kezayis of meat from Ever Menachai. Now, we've already learned above that full Eiver Menachai is Tameh, but a piece of meat separated from it is not. Now, the Rashi is telling us that a person cut off a piece of meat from an Eiver Menachai, it actually depends. If he cut it off, then he says, you know what, I want it to be considered Eichlin, so it's Tahar because it has nothing to do with the Eiver anymore. However, if he thought about it, I'm about to cut a piece of meat off of this Eiver Menachai and I want it to be food, and then he cut it, so Tameh, it is Tameh. Now, the question is, why is it Tameh? And this is brought out from a story. Rav Asi Loi Olav Beim Joshua, Rav Ashi didn't go to the Beis Medrash one day. Ashchil Rav Zeira, he encountered Rav Zeira. Amarle, he asked him, "My Amar Beim Joshua, what do they say in the Beis Medrash today?" So Amarle, Rav Zeira responded to him, "My Kashalacha, what's bothering you that you're asking me that?" So Amarle, Rav Ashi told him, "The Katani, we have this brass that we just quoted, Chishev Akachatachai Tamei. That if you thought about this piece of meat and they cut it off of the Eiver Menachai, so automatically it's Tamei. The question is, Kochav Tesam Ralph on top, Tumas Beis Astarim he. This is considered Tumas Beis Astarim, but Tumas Beis Astarim loy mitamei. Tumas Beis Astarim is not mitamei. What does that mean, Tumas Beis Astarim? So loosely translated, that would be Tuma of a secret or hidden place. Now the only way that this piece of meat could be Tameh is because it came from the Eiver Menachai, but it's not like it touched the Eiver Menachai after he cut it off. The part which was cut off of the Eiver, that part was technically touching the Eiver Menachai, but that's only Beis Astarim. It's in a hidden spot. You can't see it, and that really is not Metameh. So why should this piece that was cut off be Tameh? Asked Rav Asi. So Amalei, Rav Zeira told him, Afli Dikashali, I had that same question. Ushilte Rav Bar Mamal, and I asked this Rav Abar Mamal. V'Amarlini told me, Hamani Rav Meir, he, this is Shitzer's Rav Meir, the Amar Tomas Beis Astarim Metameh. He said in the fourth parak, that Tumas Beis Astarim is Metame. We had learned about this. This is referring to a pregnant animal. Its ubar stuck its leg out before Shechita. Then the animal was shechted. The leg was then cut off. That leg is Tame. And Memela, the rest of the fetus, is also Tame. And that's because it touched the leg. And that's Beis Astarim. So this Braisa is Shechita's Rav Meir. However, Amr Leir of Asi told Rav Zeira, V'lav Zimin Sagin Amr Kamai. Didn't he already say this many times to me? Amri Leir, and I told him, I told Rav Ramamal, the Shani Leir Rav Meir Bain Tumma de Bayachshir Bain Tumma de Loi Bayachshir. The Rav Meir himself differentiates between Tumma, which requires Hechsher, versus that which doesn't require Hechsher. That leg of Rav Meir's Shita in the fourth parak didn't need Hechsher. It became Mukhsher through the Shechita of the mother. As opposed to here, the Basar still needs Hechsher, as Rav Meir said explicitly in the Mishnah. So Rav Abar Mamal is not giving me a good answer to my question. From Rava tries to answer this. Umay Kasha, what's the problem? Dilma Bishokhsher. Maybe he's referring to where this Eiver Menachai was Mukhsher Lekabel Toma. Memela, the piece that's cut off of it, automatically is Tameh because of Toma's Beis Astarim. However, Amali Rabbi Rav Chanan Rava. Now Rabbi Rav Chanan asks Rava a pretty strong question. Lomali Hechsher, why do you even need Hechsher in this case? Harmitame Tuma Chamura Agav Aviv. It becomes Tame with a strong Tuma because of the father. In other words, this is Eiver Menachai, which is Tuma Chamura or Ava Tuma, and we've already learned earlier that Tuma Chamura does not require Hechsher. Memela, the piece that was cut off this Eiver, is Tame because it's coming from Tuma Chamura, so why are you even saying that it requires Hechsher? So Amrle, Rav responded to him, Kishe Shimesh, Maisa Eitz Shimesh. When it was Meshamesh as such, it was just Maisa Eitz. What does that mean? So this main Eiver, the Eiver Menachai, it's not considered food. The whole package of Basar Gidim and Atzamos is really just considered eitz. It's wood. Now that a piece of meat was cut from it, Rashi calls this Panim Chadashos Bo Lakan. This is something brand new. Now we have something that's considered Eichlin, food, and food needs Hechsher. That's why we have to have Hechsher of this piece, says Rava. So now we can understand where Rav Asi was bothered by the answer that Rav Zeir had related to him from Rav Abar Ramamal. But now focusing on this line that Rava just said, Kishe Shimesh, Maisa Eitz Shimesh. And it's in essence telling us that what we're looking at now is completely different than what was before, and therefore its current status and din doesn't contradict the previous din it had. Now we're going to have five different discussions that each one of them are going to be answered with this line. So the first one is, Amar Rabbi Abai says as follows, Hari Amar, they said, Kaifes Sa'ar Shiyichado Yeshiva Batla, a block or a piece of Sa'ar that a person was miyachid for sitting on is Batal. Now what's this referring to? So we know there's an explicit law in the Torah that one's not allowed to have Sa'ar, a leavening agent, in their house on Pesach. No person has a large block of it, but he designated it as a stool or a chair. So what Gemara just told us is that he's not Oiver for having Sa'ar in his house because it's not food anymore. Now here's the important thing. We also know that anything that's meant for sitting on could become Tamei Midras, which is a high level of Tumah imparted when a Zav sits on it, and that means that this block of Sa'ar technically has that din. So Abai continues saying regarding this, that Tum'asa Lav Da'iraisa, the fact that this block of Sa'ar, which is now being used as a chair, could become Tamei Midras is not Da'iraisa. Why is that? If you want to say it's a Tumah Da'iraisa, then we have a problem. It turns out that we have a case that food could be Tamei Tumah Chamura, and about 8 daf ago we had a drasha that food can't become Tumah chamura. And if the Toma here is Dairaisa, then that drasha would be incorrect. What happened to this Toma's Darabanan? So here the Gemara answer is not a raya. This block of Sa'ar is Tomei Midras Toma Dairaisa. And the reason why it's not a contradiction to food not being able to tell me Toma chamura is because Kishishimesh, Maisa Eitz Shimesh. It's just considered Maisa Eitz over here. Since he was Mevatal the Sa'ar and decided to use it as a chair, for all intents and purposes, it's not considered Eichlin. And so it becoming Tomei Midras, which is a Toma chamura, Dairaisa, doesn't contradict the fact that Eichlin can't become Tomei Toma chamura because this is not Eichlin anymore. Another discussion, this one also from Abai. Rabbi tells us, Hari Amru, they said, there's something that's used as a service for Avodah Zarah, and it's food, so it's Metame Ba'ayel. That's because since it has a din of Avodah Zarah, and we know that Avodah Zarah is Metame like a mace, so it's Metame Ba'ayel. However, Tumas Alav Dairaisa, it have to be that its Toma is not Dairaisa. If you want to say its Toma is Dairaisa, Metsinu Lo'ichlan Shemetame Toma Chamura, it turns out the food is Metame Toma Chamura, because now this food is being treated like a mace, so it's Metame, very high level of Toma. If there's a person in the same house under the same oil as this food, he now becomes Tame. And again, this would be a question like the previous one, that we say the food can't become Tomei Tumei Chamura. So once again, the Gemara answers that no, because Shemesh, Maisa Eitz Shemesh. Right now, this food that was used as Avodah Zarah is just considered Maisa Eitz, since it now has a status of Avodah Zarah, it becomes Asur Ba'anah, and we already said in the previous daf that since Avodah Zarah is Asur Ba'anah, it's not considered food at all. So this is not a contradiction to that din of food, not being able to Tomei Tumei Chamura. Continuing on, another question from Abai. Abai says, Hari Omer, they said, that Chiburi Eichlin Kekelim Damu. Anytime food is connected to a Kli, it's like the Kli itself. For example, dough in the crack of a mixing bowl, which he wants to remain there, so it's just like the kli. And if the kli becomes tamei, for example, is touched by a corpse, then a person who would touch this, he would become tamei. However, tumas lav dairaisa, it would have to be this tumas is not dairaisa. Disakadach dairaisa. If you want to say it's tumas dairaisa, then matzinu loichal shemetame tumah chamura. Turns out the food is metame tumah chamura, and we keep on saying the food can't be metame tumah chamura. And once again, the Gemara answers no. Kshishimish ma'ase eitz shimish. This dough, which was left in the crack of the bowl, is now completely bottle, and it's like the kli. It's not like eichlan anymore, so it's not a contradiction to this din. Continuing with another question, Amr later of Papa Lerava. Rav Papa told Rava, Hadetanya. It's really Hadetnan. We have a Mishnah. Chelev nevela bekfarim tzarech machshava vehechsher. Chelev of a nevela in a village requires machshava and hechsher. Now we have to pause to explain almost every word over here. The chelev of a kosher animal does not have tumas nevela, and that's based off of a drasha. Therefore, it has to be rendered eichlin in order to be mekabel tuma. Now here's the thing. As we learned in the previous daf, chelev isn't usually eaten, especially in the kfarim in the villages. Therefore, chelev of a nevela needs machshava and hechsher in order to be mekabel tuma. Now here's the thing. Tumasai agav kulya lav da'iraisa. It's tuma because of the kulya, because of the kidney, is not da'iraisa. The isag da'ach da'iraisa, if you want to say it's da'iraisa, matzino lo'aychos metam tuma chamura. Turns out aychos metam tuma chamura. What's this referring to? So the question over here specifically regarding the kulya, the kidney, as we've already learned earlier a few times, the kidney is wrapped in chelev, and that makes it a shomer, which will be metame as nevela, and that's because the kidney itself is nevela. So when a person touches the shomer, which is the chelev, he's going to become tame tuma chamura. And the problem over here is different than we explained the previous three questions. The issue over here is that, as we had said, anything that's mitame tuma chamura doesn't require hechsher, but we just said that this chelev, which is wrapped around the kidney, does require hechsher. How do we understand that? And once again, we answer, kishishimesh, maisa eitz shimesh. In this particular case, with the chelev wrapped around the kidney as being mitame tuma chamura, that's just considered maisa eitz. The chelev is not being treated as food over here, it's being treated as the shomer of the kidney. And a shomer, for all intents and purposes, is considered maisa eitz, and that's why it's mitame no stira. Here's our last question. Amar of Masa, he says as follows, Hare Amar, they said, if a house was roofed with Zrayim with seeds, meaning instead of putting a regular roof on it, he took a bunch of long plants that have seeds in them, and that's how he roofed his house. So Tiarai, he has now been Metaher, those Zrayim, they're not even Kabbal Tomas Eichlin anymore, because now they're the roof of his house and they're not Zrayim. However, they would become Tomei if this house had Saras in it, and the Kayan said that now we have to demolish the entire house, then this roof is Tomei, and that's a very high level of Toma. And once again, the question would be, Tomas Elav Dairaisa, it would have to be that Toma is not Dairaisa, Disagatatach Dairaisa. If you want to say Toma is Dairaisa, Matsinu Zrayim Shamatam Toma Chamura, turns out the Zrayim are Matam Toma Chamura, because when the house has saras in it, if a person goes in, or for that matter, anything else in the house, is a very high level of tuma. So it would have to be this tuma's derabanan. Once again, the Gemara answers no. Kshishimish, maaseh eitz shimish. As we said, these zrayim, when they're being used as the roof, they're not considered eichlin. So it's not a steer to the din that eichlin can't be tuma tuma chamura. Now we can explain the Mishnah Reb Shimon Metaher. Remember the Mishnah discussing aver and basar medildolin. Reb Meir had said that when an animal dies without shechita, the aver is aver min hachai, and the basar needs hechsher for tuma's eichlin. Reb Shimon argued that it's tahar. So the Gemara asks, why would it be tahar? Manavshach, either way, it should be tuma. If you want to say that when the animal dies, that's oisanipol, that makes the limb considered as if it had fallen off right before it died. So then the limb should be time as ever menachai. And if you want to say that the animal dying doesn't treat the limb as if it fell off right before the animal died, because now it's just considered an aver from an avela, from a dead animal. Why does Shimon say that this aver is not metame? So the Gemara answers Reb Shimon, Areshakai. When the Mishnah says all the way at the end that Reb Shimon metaher, it's going relying on the Reish of the Mishnah. Namely, the Mishnah said, Ha'ever v'basar m'dalim behema metam tumas eichlin kaimon utzichin hechsher. The Ever and basar, they dang from an animal. They're metam tumas eichlin where they are attached, but they require hechsher. Now we'd have to skip to the end of the Mishnah where it says, Rav Shimon metaher. It's in that case, Rav Shimon says, no, they're tahar. Now we have to explain that. Why would that be? So Amr Vasi, Amr Biachon, Rav Shimon, Rav Biachon, my time is Rav Shimon. Why'd Rav Shimon say that these Ever and basar m'dalim on the animal are not metame? That's because Amr Kar, the pasuk says, Mikol eichal sher yachel. From all the food which is eaten, this discusses hechsher eichlin. And what do we learn from here? Eichal shata yachal achil lacherim kar eichal. Food that you're able to give to other people to eat is considered food. But eichal shiata yachal achil lacherim, anything that you're not able to give to somebody to eat, kol chatas on beis on top, ain kar eichal. It's not considered eichal. And since this is considered aver men hachai, and it's not allowed to be eaten by a non-Jew, so it doesn't have the din of eichlin. Memela, it's not metame. However, Amalei was there Rav Asi. Was there asked Rav Asi? Dil matam Rav Shimon hasam. Maybe the reason Rav Shimon in the reisha of the Mishnah is for something totally different. Ahoyle meura meura. Since it's connected, it's still attached to the animal, so for all intents and purposes, it's considered attached to the animal, and that's why it's not metame. And how do we know this? The Tanya is really the non. We have a Mishnah. We had this almost precisely a daf ago. If you turn back the daf to Kof Chav Chesom Beis, it's right at the top on the second line, not on the third line. What's this Mishnah? Yichoshal Te'ena Shenivshach, a branch of a fig tree that broke off, but umur beklipa, it's still connected with the bark. Rabbi Yehuda Matayr, he's Matayr it. Achamirim Lacham say, Im Yachal Lichya is Tahar. If it's able to live, means able to regenerate, so then it's Tahar because it's still considered attached to the tree. Vim Lav, Tame. But if not, then it's Tame. Ramin Lacham, we had said to you, says Rabbi Zera, the Mai Tam is Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning? Why does he say that it's Tahar? V'amr Talon, you told us, Hoyle Ma'ura Ma'ura. Since it's connected to the tree, even though very loosely, it's considered connected. As would be the same thing in the Reish of the Mishnah with Rabbi Shimon, it could be the reason why he's Matayr the Ever Medoldol, is because it's still connected to the animal, albeit even by a little strand, it doesn't make a difference. And so this far that you're bringing from Rabbi Yochanan that it's not considered Eichel is not necessarily the far of Rabbi Shimon in the Reish of the Mishnah. So Amr Lehi told him, according to some criticize, the word over here really is Ella. Rather, you're right. Where did Rabbi Yochanan say his din? Amse Isa on the middle case of the Mishnah, which is Nishchata Behema, when the animal is now Shechted, Hochshur B'dameha, the blood is now Machshur, this Eivet M'kabal Toma, Devar Meir, Zomer's opinion, whereas Rabbi Shimon Amr Lehi Hochshur, Rabbi Shimon says, not Machshur L'kabal Toma, and it was on this that Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, my time is Rabbi Shimon, what's Rabbi Shimon's reason? That's because Amr Kar the Pasuk says, Mikol Eichel Sher Yachel, and that teaches us, Eichel Shata Yachel Achil Acherim Kar Eichel, food that you're able to give to other people is considered food, so M'kabal Toma, whereas Eichel She'ena to Yachel Achil Acherim, food that you can't give to other people ain't Kar Eichel, it's not called Eichel, and this limb which was dangling is not able to be given even to a non-Jew to eat, and therefore it's not able to M'kabal Toma's Eichel, and Memela, it's not Machshur L'kabal Toma. So that's where Rabbi Yochanan's explanation was given on. Ask Gemara, who says, V'dilma Tam Rabbi Shimon Bahi, maybe Rabbi Shimon's reason of the middle part of the Mishnah is E, Kidde Rabba, that's a proper Girsa, either like what Rabba had explained, which is at the end of Kocha Zayin Omeh Bey, is the first explanation of what the Machlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon is, that Ein Behema Yad, the animal itself can't be a Yad for the Eiver Medoldol, and maybe that's why it's not Machshur L'kabal Toma, or E, Kidde Rabbi Yochanan, maybe Rabbi Shimon explains like Rabbi Yochanan, they wouldn't hold of Yadis for Hechsher in the first place. So once again, who says that this member of Rabbi Yochanan trying to explain Rabbi Shimon is going on the middle part of the Mishnah? El rather says the Gemara, you're right, Loyal Masefa. This explanation is going on the Sefer of the Mishnah. Velava Aver, we're not referring to the Aver Min Hachai, which is what we had thought originally, and that's what we had asked the question that Maman of Shachet should be Tameh, either as Aver Min Hachai or as Aver from an Avela, and that's why we originally fell off that. That's not what we're referring to. El Abasar, Rabbi Shimon's only arguing on the Basar part, namely when the Mishnah says, Mesa HaBehema Abasar Tzar Hechsher, when the animal dies just plain, without being Shechted, the meat which is Medoldal requires Hechsher, Reb Shimon Metaher, it's on that Reb Shimon says it's Tahar. Again, he agrees that the limb is Tame. It's the Basar that's Medoldal that's Tahar. And why is that? So on this, Amar Rav Yochanan, my time Reb Shimon, Amar Kra, it's because Pasuk says, Mikol Eichel Sher Yachel, Eichel Shata Yachel Achil Achim, Kari Eichel, but Eichel Shiat Yachel Achil Achirim, Ein Kari Eichel. So really, we've looped back to our first understanding that Reb Shimon is going on the safe of the Mishnah, just not on the Aver part, only on the Basar part. On the last mission, the pack was something very similar. Ha'Aver Va'Basar Medoldalim Ba'Adam, a limb and flesh that are Medoldal, they're just hanging off of a person, Tahirim, they are Tahar. However, Mesa Adam, if the person dies, Habasar Tahar, the flesh is Tahar, whereas Aver, Metam Shem Aver Menachai, that limb that was dangling is Metame as Aver Menachai, V'Ein Metam Shem Aver Menames, it's not Metame as an Aver that comes from a mace. Divra Mel's Ramer's opinion, whereas Rav Shimon Metar, Rav Shimon's Metar. I think we're asked a very similar question that we had just came off from the previous mission of Rav Shimon Manavshach. Rav Shimon, either which way should be Metame this limb, E Misa Isa Nipol, if you want to say that Misa, when a person dies, that treats something which was dangling from it as if it fell off right beforehand, so Letam Shem Aver Menachai, he should Metame this limb that was dangling as Aver Menachai. If Misa is not Isonipol, Sultam Shem Aver Menames. So this limb is, should be considered like an Aver Menames. And so either Chuet should be Metame. I think our answer is Rav Shimon Ba'almakai. Rav Shimon's really going just on a general discussion. Dika Amr Tanakama, that which the Tanakama had said, Ha'Aver Metame Shem Aver Menachai, that this limb which was dangling from the person, now the person died, is Metame as Aver Menachai, Ve'ein Metame Shem Aver Menames, it's not Metame as an Aver from a mace. Alma, what do we see from here in Shitas Tanakama? Aver Hamase Ba'al Metame. Then an Aver that was caught off a dead person is not Metame, which means means we have a person that died, regular situation, nothing's hanging off of him, and then someone cuts an aver from him, so that is metame as aver mename. So Amrli Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon's telling him that no, aver hames ba'ama loy metame, an aver cut off of a corpse is not metame unless it has a kezias of basar on it, but if it's just a plain aver, it's not metame. And how do we know this? The Tanya of a Braisa, Amr Blazer, Blazer says, Shamati, I heard she'aver menachai metame, that aver from a live person is metame. And Amr Rishua, Rishua told him, what, menachai v'loy menames? You seem to be saying that an aver from a chai, from a live person is metame, but not an aver from a mace. That doesn't make sense. Kavachimer, it's actually the Kavachimer the other way around. Umachai, shehu tahar, a live person is tahar, aver aparshu menu tame, a limb which comes from a live person is tame, well, mace shehu tame, a regular corpse which is tame, like kol shekain, shouldn't we say for sure that a limb that comes from a corpse is tame? And how do I know to use such reasoning? Because Kasum Megillas Tainis is written in Megillas Tainis, which is a Megillah, a scroll that they used to have of listing of all the minor Yamim Taivim, which some you're not allowed to fast, some you're not allowed to give a spadim. And what does it say there? Pischa Ze'ira, literally meaning the small Pesach, is referring to Pesach Sheni. Deloy L'Mispid, one is allowed to give Hespedim on Pesach Sheni. Now, are you going to make the following diuk, Haraba L'Mispid, that regular Pesach you're allowed to give Hespedim on? Of course not. Ella, rather, it's obviously read as a Kol Shekain. You're not allowed to give a Hespid on Pesach Sheni, and for sure you're not allowed to give a Hespid on Pesach Rishon. So Achanami, it's the same thing over here. Kol Dechain, it's a Kol Shekain, that Aver Min Hachai is Metame, for sure Aver Min Hameis is Metame. However, Amar Leib Blazer responded to him, Kach Shamati, no, this is what I heard, that Aver Min Hachai is Metame, and not Aver Min Hameis. So we see from here that Rav Shimon would be going like Rabbi Lazar, whereas the Tanakama would be going like Rabbi Yeshua. Here's have to clarify, Umay Ikabin Aver Min Hachai Aver Min Hameis. What's a practical difference between an Aver Min Hachai and Aver Min Hameis? The answer is, Kazai's Basar V'etzim Kisaira HaPershma Aver Min Hachai Ikabinayu. The difference between the two is if a Kazai's of flesh or a bone the size of a barley that got separated from an Aver Min Hachai, meaning a limb that was cut off of a person when he was alive, if Basar or a bone broke off of that, what's the din? Did not we have a Mishnah? Kazai's Basar HaPershma Aver Min Hachai. If a Kazai's Basar separated from Aver that was cut off a live person, Rabbi Lezer Metame, he's Metame, or is Menuchon Minakon, Rabbi Yeshua Metarin, Menuchon Minakon, Rabbi Yeshua are Metarin. And Etzem Kisaira Parashma Ever Menachai, if a bone the size of a barley breaks off a bone that was separated from a chai, it's from Menuchon Yamatame, Rabbi Lezer Yeshua Metarin. So we can now say that in Shitas Tanakama, who differentiates between Ever Menachai and Ever Menames, he goes like Rabbi Yeshua of this mission that we just quoted, that both Basar and bone from Ever Menachai are not Metame, but if Basar or bone come from Ever Menames, they are Metame. Says the Gemara, Hashad Asas Lahachi, now that we're coming to this, meaning now that we have a Mishnah that has differentiation between basar and bone and these different shitas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Nuchon, Menachon, Rabbi Yeshua, so we can answer Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah differently than we did before. We could say that Bein Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon, Nami, Kazai's basar, Ve'etzim Kasair, Ikbenayu. The difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon is this very difference, whether basar that's the size of a zayas or a bone the size of a barley is Mirtame from Aver Menachai. And a way this really makes more sense in our Mishnah, because really the Mishnah is discussing Aver Menachai. So as opposed to our original understanding, which we had said, Rabbi Shimon, Ba'almakai, Rabbi Shimon's really just talking about a totally different discussion. It's really better to say that Rav Shimon's arguing on the Tanakhama or Mishnah, and with this understanding would be the other way around than what we just said before. Namely, Rav Shimon holds like Rabbi Yeshua that both basar and bone from Aver Menachai are not metame, whereas Tanakhama holds like one of the other opinions in the above quoted Mishnah, either like Rabbi Lezer or like Rav Nechonya. Hajar al Harva Roitev, Malzor finishing the ninth parak of Maseches Chulin. Just like we should finish this parak together, we should finish the entire Maseches Chulin together, and of course, all of Shas together. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow beginning the brand new parak, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.